America's strongest ally in the Iraq war, is having some difficulties back home. Prime Minister Tony Blair's Labour Party was trounced in Friday's local elections in Britain, and the poor showing at the polls is largely attributed to Blair's Iraq policy. The Labour Party finished third behind the Conservatives and Liberal Democrats, the worst result by a governing party in many years. The Prime Minister told reporters he was determined to stay on and said he expected the situation in Iraq to improve. Simon Hoggart, a columnist for The Guardian of London, joins us. Simon, it's a real pleasure to talk to you again.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Simon, so why is the poor showing for Labour being blamed mainly on Blair's Iraq policy?
Well, that's certainly an element. I don't think it's the only one. I think what we're seeing here is the laws of political gravity asserting themselves. Blair won a huge landslide back in 97. He won another one in 2001. He couldn't go on walking on water forever, and he's splashed down into the sea, if you like. Iraq was certainly, though, quite a potent factor. There was a lot of opposition to it. Clearly, we're stuck there for quite some time. Things may be improving a bit in Iraq, but it's not entirely visible here yet. It's just politicians telling us they're improving. There's also an element of resentment. Do we have to do everything George W. Bush tells us to? George W. Bush is uniquely unpopular outside the United States, especially compared to Ronald Reagan, with whom he obviously shared many political views. So we do have that element there, a feeling that a vote for Tony Blair is a vote for George W. Bush.
Has Blair's personal popularity or standing been affected, do you think?
Yes, it's much lower, and I think that's partly because what he's promised for many years now, better public services and so on, just haven't materialized. And very often a war can symbolize people's greater doubts. Classic example going back away was Margaret Thatcher, who seemed to be on a catastrophic economic course in 1982. Then along came the Falklands. She stuck to her guns. She won. And that came to symbolize to people the view that she was someone who could be trusted in the end to deliver however things looked at the time. With Blair, the war has seemed to symbolize or represent a growing suspicion that he promises a lot more than he can deliver, that he's a little bit haphazard, a little bit slipshod with the truth. And of course, the missing weapons of mass destruction, which was the main reason we were supposed to be going to war, indeed, according to Blair, overwhelmingly the most important casus belli, the fact that they haven't turned up, I think, symbolizes to people a sort of sense that Blair talks a great game and doesn't play such a good one. So I think that has harmed him as well.
Has he given any indication that he might alter his position in Iraq?
There's nothing he can do, actually. He's not a quitter. He's not going to turn around. And one huge advantage for Blair is that even proportionally, British losses among the armed forces have been far, far less than in the United States. There have been very few deaths, and it's been extraordinary, actually. And this reflects the fact that the British Army is in a much safer part of the country, much more opposed to Saddam in the first place. Nevertheless, it does mean that the pressure on Blair has been less. Blair would look at it this way. He'll say, look, OK, with any luck, the interim government will lay the foundations for democracy. Our troops will come out. We're having to send a few more in, but they're mainly for logistical purposes. They'll come out. Iraq will cease to be a problem. Meanwhile, the economy is doing very, very well, and it's doing far better than other countries in Europe. So he's hoping that in a year, things are going to be looking a lot better. People are going to go down to vote, and they're going to say, hey, well, you know, he's actually not done so badly. That's what Blair thinks, and he may well be right. I don't know any serious commentator, or more to the point, professional pollster, who thinks that Blair will lose the next election. He just won't have as big a majority as he does now.
And that electoral test for Blair comes in a year, you say?
He can, under our bizarre system, nominally the Queen chooses the election date. Of course, she doesn't. She does it when the Prime Minister tells her to dissolve Parliament. That means that he chooses, or she, in the case of Margaret Thatcher, who knew exactly how to do it, chooses the most propitious date for them, the one they think they're most likely to win. Though sometimes, of course, if your government's very unpopular, you run out of time. We expect an election in about a year, but he will be looking at the polls, the opinion polls, with all the care of an astrologer bending over his star charts.
Simon Hoggart is a columnist for The Guardian of London, and he joined us by phone. Thanks a lot, Simon.
Thank you.